Perek Kaf. We have here, the Perek begins with an interesting story of Pashhur ben Immer. So Yirmiyah, at the end of the last chapter, has decided to repeat the words, not only in Tophet, but even at the very Beit HaMikdash. Now, since Yirmiyah was not explicitly commanded to do this, that decision brought him troubles, and he did not merit the full salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this point. Pasuk Aleph. Vayishma Pashhur ben Immer HaKohen, v'hu pakid negid bebet Hashem, et Yirmiyahu niba et hadvarim ha'eli. So, Pashhur ben Immer, who seems to be a official at the temple, pakid negid, an important official at the temple, he hears the words of Yirmiyah speaking these words. Pasuk Bet. Vayake Pashhur et Yirmiyahu hanavi, vayiten oto al hamapechet, asher b'shar binyamin ha'elyon, asher b'bet Hashem. So, Pashhur hits Yirmiyahu hanavi, and he puts him into a mapechet. Mapechet, according to Rashi, is a jail. According to Radak, it's like a stocks where his head is locked in. Asher b'shar binyamin ha'elyon. This prison or was in the upper gate of Binyamin, Asher b'Beit Hashem, the house of Beit HaMikdash. And we know that the Beit HaMikdash bordered Binyamin and Yehuda. So this was an area of Binyamin. Pasuk Gimel. Vahimi Mahorat, the next day, vayoseh pashur et Yirmiyahu min ha'mapechet. Pashur frees Yirmiyahu from the mapechet. Vayomer elav Yirmiyahu, lo pashur kara adonai shemecha. Pashur is not your name, ki'im magor misaviv, but your name will be magor misaviv. Now, this name change, the Misudot explains, that Yirmiyahu got from reinterpreting his name. That Pashur himself may have given a good interpretation to his name, right? Pashur may be a free man, and Yirmiyah himself was telling him, no, that it's possible, right? Pas Sahor, meaning many around him, and translating the name as Magod Misaviv. Magod itself can mean fear, or others interpret it as troops that will surround him, based on the later psukim we're going to see Yirmiyah's interpretation. Pasuk Dalit. Kicho amar Adonai hineni notencha lemagor. Thus said Hashem, I am going to give you into magor. Again, either a marauding troop or into this panic-driven fear. Lecha ulchol ohavecha, you and all of your those that follow you, your those that are loyal to you. V'nafilu b'cherev oyvehem, they will fall in the sword of their enemies. Ve'enecha ra'ot, and you will see all of this. Ve'et kol Yehuda etin b'yad melech Bavel, all Yehuda will be given into the hands of the king of Bavel. Ve'iglam Bavela, he will exile them to Bavel. Ve'hikam b'cherev, and he will strike them down with the sword. Pasuk he. Ve'netati et kol hosin ha'ir hazot ve'et kol yegi'ah ve'et kol yekara.
And I will take all the hosen, which the hosen is the wealth of the city, but it's usually the wealth of the city that is set aside or preserved for difficult times. So it's like a storage wealth that they are going to count on. All the labor and all of its precious items, and all of its treasures of Malchiyu, of the kings of Yehuda, I'm going to give into their hands of their enemies, and they will pillage it, and they will take it, and they will bring it to Babel. Pasuk Vav. Ve'ata Pashhur, and you Pashhur, v'chol yoshvei beitecha, and all those that dwell in your house. Telchu b'shevi, you will be taken captive. U'Bavel tavo, and you will be taken to Babel. V'sham tamut, that's where you will die. V'sham tikaver, that you will be buried. Atav v'chol ohavecha, you and all of those that are loyal to you, shenibeta lahem b'shaqid,
And now we see that Pashur himself wasn't just an official, but he seemed to have been a Nevi Sheket, because Yirmiyah says that he had prophesied falsely. Again, Yirmiyah cries out to Borei Olam about his anguish after he just suffered this embarrassment at the hands of Pashur. Pasuk Zayin. Pititani Adonai Vaipat. Hazaktani Vatuchal. Hayiti Lishok Kol Hayom Kullo Loeg Li. You, God, persuaded me, or even stronger, literally, deceived me or tricked me, and I was persuaded. Hazaktani, you were more forceful than me, but Tuchal, and you succeeded. Meaning, I did not, again, the concept of, I did not want to become a Nevi, but you persuaded me into it. And that happened. I became a laughingstock, and everybody ridicules me. Pasuk het. Ki mide adaber izak hamas veshod ikra, ki haya devar Adonai li leherpa ulkelis kol hayom. Whenever I speak to them, I crawl out and I cry out about corruption and robbery, because the word of Hashem became for me a source of embarrassment and shame all day. His screaming out against the corruption will be the cause of him to suffer. This is Rashi. Radak says, actually, his screaming out against the corruption is his screaming about against his own mistreatment. Pasuk Tet. Va'amarti lo eskerenu ve'lo adaber od bishmo. So Yirmiyah feels that, okay, now he has the solution, that he's going to stop becoming a prophet. I will not speak in God's name anymore. V'haya b'libi ke'esh bo'eret. Nevertheless, it was in my heart like a burning fire. Atzur ba'asmutai, that was stored in my bones. V'nil'eti kalchel ve'lo uchal. Right? I struggled to hold it in, but I could not. Harambam quotes this pasuk in the Morei Nebuchim, telling us that prophecy overtakes the prophet, that when the prophecy comes in, the prophet has no choice but to speak it, even if he doesn't desire to do that. Pasuk Yod. Ki shamati dibat rabim magor misaviv hagidu venegidenu kol enosh shilomi shomere sal'i. Again, we talk about, Yirmiyah mentions what he hears the people saying against him. He says, I heard the slander of people around me. Magod misaviv. Magod misaviv could literally be a multitude of people that gathering around me, or it as well could be a reference, of course, to whom? To Pashur, whose name himself was changed into Magor Misaviv. Nevertheless, this is what they're saying. Hagidu v'nagidenu. Let us speak about him. And all the men that I thought were Anshei Shlomi, were at peace with me, they wait for me to become destroyed. And that maybe he can be enticed, and we will overcome him, and we will take our revenge against him. Pasuk Yud Alef. Badunai oti ki gibor aritz al ken rodefai ikashelu velo yachlu boshu meod ki lo iskilu klimat olam lo tishachach. And Yirmiyahu says that the reason they were unsuccessful is because God was with me like a mighty hero. And therefore, those who pursued me failed. And they were embarrassed because they did not succeed. And they had a lasting disgrace, and that would not be forgotten. The klimat olam is forever, meaning their busha
would be inscribed forever. Pasuk Yud Bet. V'Adonai Sivaot Bochen Sadiq Ro'ech Layot V'Lev Er'en Ikmatecha Mehem Ki Elecha Giliti Et Livi. And God, He knows, in other words, God, He discerns who is a Sadiq. Ro'ech Layot V'Lev. He sees the innermost thoughts, as we saw before. Klayot V'Lev is a metaphor for innermost thoughts. God knows who is the true Sadiq. And again, those enemies of His were hypocritical. They acted as Sadiqim, but Hashem knows who's really the Sadiq. Now Yid Miah prays, Ere nikmatecha mehem, I should see your revenge from them. Ke'elecha giliti et rivi, for I revealed my grievances to you. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shiru l'Adonai, Halleluah et Adonai, ki itzil et nefesh evyon miyad mele'im. Yirmiyah now calls, sing and praise Hashem, for He saves the lives of those poor people from the hands of those that do evil. Pasuk Yudalit. Yirmiyah now comes to complain about his own situation, even just after as he praises God. Pasuk Yudalit. Arur hayom asher yuladti bo, curse the day that I was born. Yom asher yiladatni imi, the day that my mother gave birth to me, al yihi baruch, should not be blessed. He has done this before. This is as well mentioned in Iyov, and he's again cursing the day that he was born. Abarbanel says something interesting, that he regrets, he's cursing himself, because he regrets that he asked for nekama against his enemies. Pasuk Tetvav, Arur ha'ish asher biser et avi lemor yuladcha ben zachar sameach simehahu. Curse the messenger who came and told, brought the news to my father that a baby boy was born to you, causing him to be happy. Pasuk Tetzayin, this person should be like the cities that Hashem overturned, without any relenting. And he should hear moaning in the morning and crying in the afternoon. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Asher lo motetani merahim. Because nobody killed me in my mother's wombs, and that my mother was not, she could have been my grave, and her womb would have been a place of eternal pregnancy, because I would have died in her and I would never have come out. Pasuk Yud Chet, Lama ze merecham yatzati? Why did I emerge from my mother's womb? Lirot amal, to see distress, ve'agon, and grief, ve'yichlu be'boshet yamai, and my days end in shame.